another episode of Tip Tap Tip from the Road. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. I'm in the captain's seat.
Apparently, I can't do anything when it involves driving and talking, so I'm the one working the microphone. Apparently, this is a popular thing. We did this once before. We did an episode on the road to... Oh, no, actually, back from Edmonton, pardon me. People liked it, so we said, hey, we were out of town this weekend. We have a microphone. We have the technology. Let's do it again. Because, as always, we are the best podcast in Calgary. Right?
Sure.
Well, there's a vote of confidence.
But because the reason why I say that with hesitation is because we're not actually in Calgary right now.
I guess
that doesn't really matter.
We are the best podcast whose mailing address happens to be in Calgary. Does that sound about right?
Sure.
Even though technically right now we are on a road between Red Deer, Alberta, and Calgary, Alberta, home of lots of water and floods.
I can say that we are most likely the best podcast in Red Deer because... well, no, I can't say that because I've never actually looked for a podcast in Red Deer. And there might be a good one in there. I have no idea.
A reminder to self, Google Red Deer podcast when I get home and when I'm editing this. Maybe there's like a really good one and we didn't know. He's making us Calgary pod.
Holy fuck. The road is so busy right now. Everybody is out in their tent. I'm right now I'm stuck behind a huge, huge... What is that called?
It's a camper thing?
Camper.
RV?
Yeah, RV.
Take it easy. Take it easy. That's what I sing when I get all worked up.
Don't let you... How's that song go?
I just know take it easy. That's all I know.
Eagles, right?
It's about, yeah. So.
I used to have that on tape.
The way I see it, it's just like. Oh, here comes some crazy lane changing.
Get away from this big fucking RV because.
It's called the Bounder. That's the name of the RV.
It's not going very fast.
It's not bounding very fast for a RV.
No, those things never do.
Because they're always called, like, the Skip Rocket, they all have, like, cutesy names.
Oh, let's talk about those assholes on the way to Edmonton who were, like, swerving in and out of traffic. And the traffic was really, really full. So, you know, they were just butting in front of everybody, not even using their signal lights at all. And I just have to say, if you were one of those crazy drivers and you're just, like, a single dude driving in these fast cars, please, please... stop doing that because people who've got little babies and families in their car makes them very, very worried. Makes me feel very unsafe on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And big trucks don't just decide to like change into the lane in front of me when I'm just coming up behind you. You know, like, don't you know how long your truck is? It's just wrong. Like, you're a big truck. You need to be safer and more careful. Me and my little PT Cruiser, we get scared.
Yeah, it's not exactly a solid vehicle here.
No.
I want to play a game for the duration of our trip from Calgary to Edmonton. It's called...
More awesome, Rochelle!
No. It's an actual game because, you know, oftentimes you're traveling and you go, oh, like... Do I see this kind of a car? This kind of car? Let's play a truly Albertan type of car. Do I see a Ford F-Series truck? Every time you see a Ford F-Series truck...
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to point it out.
Is that, like, the... which is the... Oh, the F-150? Is that what you mean? Like,
that is one of the F-Series.
Okay. But what about a Dodge Ram? Because those Dodge Rams are everywhere. I always see the Dodge Rams...
Okay, either or. We're playing Spot the Dodge Ram or Spot the Ford F-Series truck. And we were going to...
I have a question. Did they name the F-Series because F stands for fuck? And did they name the Dodge Ram Ram because guys like to ram chicks?
That's exactly why they named it that, Risha.
That's what I thought. Going a little bit too fast.
Yeah, you got to take it easy. Take it easy.
Whatever.
All right. Hey, you gotta... Just because you're in the fast lane doesn't mean you need to be going clocking 140.
Yeah, I was going 140. How'd you know that?
Because it felt like 140 in our PT Cruiser.
What do we do when we see these trucks? Because there's one right in front of us.
Well, we have to be close enough to be able to identify exactly what type of truck it is.
Okay.
So we're not really good at spotting trucks, but until we actually get close enough to see.
GMC.
Let's just the other direction. Yeah, let's just do in our direction. It's easier.
Okay.
All right. So I'm guessing this is probably a Dodge Ram.
Looks like a Dodge Ram. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So that's one. We'll see which. Will we see more
of? Are we actually counting?
We'll keep our eye out. We'll talk amongst other things. But if we see one of the two types of vehicles we mentioned,
I have a feeling that we played a game similar to this on the last road trip podcast.
No, we said, is it the guy wearing a baseball hat in a truck?
Oh, yeah, we said, what is the guy, what does the driver look like of the vehicle? Was that it?
Yeah,
we counted the dudes wearing baseball hat. We had, yeah, it was like, what does the driver look like wearing a baseball hat or Oakley sunglasses? One or the other. Sometimes both.
All right, so maybe we can incorporate that into this game. Right.
No, because my point is that we already did one like that on the last podcast.
Okay, new game. Ford F-Series or Ram. All right. So we won't know until we actually get close enough and perhaps even pass this here vehicle. What exactly this is? It's gray. It's clocking about 110. I'm guessing maybe 120.
It's not one of those asshole trucks where the whole truck bed is raised. Like, you're already driving a truck. Your truck is already tall. Your truck is already big. But no, you got to get bigger tires, and you got to get it raised up. It's ridiculous. You go on a date with a girl. The girl can't even get into your truck because it's so big and it's so high. Like, that's no fun. Okay. Oh, this isn't even one of the ones.
This is a Nissan Frontier.
Yeah. This is a little bit of a modest truck for Alberta, I have to say. Like, yeah. It's not like a super huge truck. Though it does have, like, two rows of seating. What's it called? Extended cab or whatever?
It's called a king cab.
It's called extended cab, Eric.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
They're almost standard these days.
Pro 4X.
Yeah. All right, so what do you think this black vehicle...
Dodge Ram.
This in the right-hand lane here?
No, that one back there. That was a Ford.
Ford F-150.
Yeah.
Right.
We can't do this the whole trip.
Let's talk.
Be a little bit boring. Like, it's kind of fun for us, but...
All right. We'll talk amongst other things. So anyways, we spent the weekend up in Edmonton. We're just on our way back. staying with some friends and visited some family and stuff.
This is a Dodge Ram.
Oh, yeah. Because this is...
This is, like, boosted up, big fucking tires...
Yeah, because this is a fuck you truck.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, I want to fuck all the chicks truck.
It's like, no, fuck everybody on the road. I'm the king of the road.
Oh, I was talking about actual fucking, but...
Yeah. Yeah, because it's raised for no reason. Really no practical reason for it to be that high.
Yeah.
It serves no purpose other than say, I'm better than the assholes in the PT Cruiser behind us in their little stupid car, right?
Our car is not stupid.
No, I know it's awesome, but I'm getting into the mind of Mr. Dodge.
Okay, I have a question.
All right.
What would you rather have? Like, a motorboat or a tent trailer?
Tent trailer.
Why? Oh, because you don't like swimming. Because you don't know how to swim.
I can barely swim at the best of times. I can barely swim.
You know, I think that that might be an essential skill that you should probably learn based on the fact that Calgary had a flood. You know, what if that happened again and you wouldn't know how to swim? That would not be good.
I'd turn our seat cushions into flotation devices.
No, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
What about... Oh, it's a girl driving that truck, Eric. What do you have to say about that now?
I have to say that the reason that they probably moved over to the other lane is because you're riding their ass pretty hard.
Yeah, so.
No. So is not a good enough answer. So
I was not. Is this considered a truck? No. This is just a big SUV type thing. I don't know what it is. This is a Dodge Ram up here again.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so,
this game might just take up the whole podcast because there's so many trucks. Like, I'm done.
Okay, I'm done with this game. But, what were we talking about? Let's play facts. Fact, I forgot to bring my thing with me, so we can't play fact. That's a fact.
I have a suggestion. We were just at the Tim Hortons in Red Deer.
Yeah.
And I have I don't know if it's a very good suggestion for Tim Hortons, but for me as a customer, I think it's a fantastic idea that you have a lineup just for coffee, because sometimes you just want to go in and you just want to grab a coffee, but then you got those people who are in line in front of you and they're like, I don't know, like, I think I want this sandwich, but I don't really know if I want that sandwich. What comes on that sandwich? Blah, 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 blah. And you're standing there and all you want is your freaking coffee.
That's why they have
just your freaking coffee.
That's why drive-thrus exist, because they're oftentimes way faster. People just want to get a coffee and get the hell out of there.
No, people go through the drive-thru and get tons of shit too.
But not as bad. Not as bad.
I don't know. Anyway, I think there should be like a separate lineup just for coffee. And from my viewpoint, it would be great. From Tim Hortons, might not be so good, because then you can't order anything else at that lineup, but I think you should do it.
This is if Rochelle made the rules?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the rules?
Because I think at that Tim Hortons, they lose a lot of customers because who just want a coffee because they don't want to wait, because the lineup is huge.
Yeah.
It's like everybody who's driving from Edmonton to Calgary stops in Red Deer at Tim Hortons.
They certainly do.
Oh, roadkill. Oh, sick.
What was it? Like, what sort of creature was that?
I don't know, Eric. It's all squished. How can you tell?
Can you tell by the pattern of...
It had feathers of some sort.
Is the great... feathered moose-tipus.
No, I'm sure if it was a moose, they would haul it off the road or something.
Somebody be eating it, that's for certain. You're not going to let a perfectly good carcass die.
A moose carcass hit by a car? You're not going to eat that.
Somebody will. I'm not saying I would eat it, but saying somebody's looking at that carcass gum. There's dinner.
Yeah, but you'd have to catch it before it starts rotting, because if it was rotting a bit, then it would be really off, really bad. It would make you sick.
Okay.
So say if we hit a moose... Would you try and put the moose in our trunk or something?
First of all, the moose would not fit in our trunk, because we're...
Okay, so would you try and, like, strap the moose onto our car roof?
Our car roof would probably...
collapse?
Yeah.
Because mooses are big, like, they're like 200-pound animals, right?
They're, like, probably, like, 1,000 pounds. They're, like, big, solid animals.
Yeah, I know, I've seen a moose before. But their legs are really skinny.
Yeah, but their body is solid and big.
Yeah, like it's probably bigger than you.
Yeah, I'm guessing so.
And you're like 500 pounds.
I'm 1,000 pounds.
You're a fat fuck.
I've let myself go. I am the PT Cruiser.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. But,
Did you hear about that bus driver that shit himself?
No. Tell me about the bus driver who shit themselves.
He really had to go poop, obviously, and he wasn't able to take a break and go to the bathroom, so he shit himself. And then when that happened, he had to call someone to come in and take over his bus route. And the person had to take over the shitty bus.
It's...
because he got it all over the seat.
Oh, it wasn't right? Like just like a...
No, man, that shit... Like, if you shit your pants, it's going to go through your pants onto a seat or something.
Well, I'd have a couple, like, you know, my underwear and then my... Well, I don't want to talk about shitting pants.
Well, if anything, the bus would smell like shit.
It would be probably... You'd probably want to Febreze it at minimum before you move along.
No. Febrezing just gets rid of the smell. You want to clean that fucking shit up, like, with bleach or something. You don't just Febreze that. That's gross. That's dumb.
Okay.
I don't believe in Febreze.
You don't?
No.
You've made a determination that Febreze is...
Febreze is like lazy cleaning. It's not really cleaning. It's like, oh, I probably should wash this couch. You know, this couch really needs to have a good cleaning, but instead, I'll just make it smell better. But it will still be dirty.
Underneath all the Febreze-ness.
Yeah. So you're covering up dirtiness.
Yeah.
With perfume. That's like, okay, say for instance, Eric, if you like went for a run.
Yeah.
And you get back and you're all stinky.
Yeah,
and
like
then instead of taking a shower and using soap and washing yourself, you sprayed cologne on you or Axe or something. And you're like, oh, all good.
All ready to go.
Yeah. That's gross, right?
Yeah.
That's what Febreze is.
Okay. Okay, for those who are listening and they hear a little voice in the back that is the child who is in the back seat enjoying himself, as children do on long car rides. So, that's what you hear.
While he's trying to...
He's trying to talk. He's trying to
join in on the conversation.
And eventually, you will be part of the show. But not yet, because you haven't figured out talking yet, so...
He says, Dada. Bo, say Dada.
Bo, say Mom's just going too damn fast.
Shut up. Look at all the cars that are stuck behind me. I need to go faster. I don't want to be by so many cars.
Okay. Just take a helicopter then. Or a jet. Look at that.
I wish. Eric... Make more money so we can have a jet.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds good. I'll get right on that.
Clickety-click, Barbatrick. We're gazillionaires. All right.
I love Barbatrick.
You like that?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. What else is on your mind, Rochelle?
Okay, I also think at the Tim Hortons.
Okay, back to this.
That there needs to be, like, obviously everybody stops at this place, right? Or everybody stops, yeah, at that place or else at the McDonald's. And so many people just need to go pee, too. And there's always a huge lineup just to go pee. So
Let me clarify. There's always a huge lineup for the women's washroom.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's me. So there's a lineup for me.
Yeah.
Okay, Ford truck.
All right.
F-150. So I think there should be a place that is just a bathroom, like a rest area there, like in Red Deer, with lots of bathrooms for ladies. There we go.
That's your thoughts.
Yeah, and it could be like a bathroom business, right? Everybody has to pay a quarter to go take a pee. So the bathroom's kept really nice and clean because people are paying to use it.
Yeah.
And it's always available, so you just walk in and there's one right there.
Great.
It's new business. This business is called Pee Time or something like that.
This is going to be your next business?
Yeah. Think about all the places down, like when you're downtown and you're like, oh my goodness, I really have to go pee. And then, you know, Starbucks, there's no Starbucks, or you don't want a coffee or whatever. You just need to go to the bathroom. So why not have a business that's just going to the bathroom?
Like phone booths?
Yeah.
When those still existed?
Yeah, but not just an individual bathroom.
You know, like this is something I've realized that the only people who ever use phone booths right now, people who are wanting drugs or selling drugs. because
where is there a phone booth?
There's a phone booth. I'll tell you exactly where a phone booth is. There is a phone booth by the 7-Eleven near where we live, and every time I'm out there, there are always total sketch cases using the phone for something or other. Next time you go there, make a note. Who's using the phone booth? It's not Joe.
I don't even remember where the phone booth is.
It's
there.
It's there. It's like right like at the 7-Eleven. It's true.
On the right hand side?
No, like if you're parked, it's
like on the street?
No, it's in like front of the glass windows by the 7-Eleven at this like as you park.
Yeah, I never noticed it.
No. Anyways, I've noticed it when I see people who are tweaking out.
I remember there was like when I worked central in like downtown in Calgary on 17th Ave or whatever. There was a phone booth there. I never really saw anybody using it at all, actually.
Huh.
And there was a phone booth by our apartment
in
front of the convenience store. And yeah, it was always like
broken.
People who were really sketched out. Really sketched out. We're using it, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm amazed. Oh, they probably just begged for the change to use the phone booth, yeah.
Yeah.
Is everything okay with the boy?
He's fine. He's playing. Just hanging out.
What is another thing that people just don't use anymore? Like a technology that people just don't use anymore? Mailing letters. People don't really mail letters anymore. But I think Canada Post is doing stuff. You can tell they're doing stuff to get still, like, exist as a company. They're doing, like, a lot of, like, parcel stuff. And I can't remember what else they do. I saw something.
On a thing? On a show you're watching?
No, it was, like, in a magazine.
A magazine. A magazine of which you can't remember.
Shut up. Just because I don't have like superpower brain with lots of extra space to remember tedious, stupid details about everything, Eric.
That's what I'm good for. Take it easy.
Let me quiz you. Do you know? What was the name of that lady on Star Trek who had, like, a snail inside of her? She had spots on her face. Deep Space Nine lady.
First was Jadzia Dax, and then it was later
what?
Ezra Dax.
Jadzia Dax?
Jadzia Dax, or something like that. There's two of them, because the little snail thing, this is on Deep Space Nine, was in one actress for, I think, like, 6 seasons or something, and then that actress left the show, but because they have a holy built-in premise in which to have like basically the same character played by different people, and you know, because the snail thing goes into other people, they had a younger actress play this basically the same character for the last season or two, I think.
Wow.
Any other questions?
What's that really good Neil Young song that I liked that one time that I listened to it on the radio?
Oh, come on.
You remember? And I was like, oh, I think I do like Neil Young. It's really folky and it's so good.
I totally don't even know what you're talking about.
Is there a song about hay or something?
There's a song about hay. Well, I can't answer that, but maybe when I go home, I'll Google Neil Young hay song. And there's...
What's his really popular song?
There's...
the one that everybody knows.
There's Needle and the Damage Done. There's... Needle and Damage Done. Old Man. Old Man, look at me now. Damn,
no, it wasn't that.
Okay, Neil, okay. Note to self, Google Neil Young Hay song.
Oh, I don't know if it was Hay. I don't know if it was Hay. I'm just saying. I came home and I told you about it.
Okay, so I wasn't even there to hear it.
No.
Okay, so that helps.
But after reading the Neil Young book, the autobiography that you read, didn't it make you want to listen to Neil Young?
Oh, yeah, of course it did.
So did you?
No, not yet. Gonna get it.
I finished reading that book so long ago. I still haven't done it.
I'll get around to it.
What? You're weird.
I'm weird.
Yeah, you are weird. Okay. So what video game did you try playing today?
Oh yeah, that was the thing. I tried playing Call of Duty Zombies, I think is what it's called. It's basically like an expansion or bonus thing for Call of Duty, in which you go around and you kill zombies and stuff. I suck at it, as expected, because...
So you didn't like it?
It's too many buttons to push. Like, you know, like, I get jump, I get fire, I get, like, I can figure out maybe two other buttons max, but as soon as you start getting into, like, auto this and, so many buttons.
What is auto? What do you mean?
Like, auto aim or something. I don't know. I don't know because I died real quick.
Oh.
So,
do you, like, is there, you know how there's, like, Mac guys and there's PC guys? Is there a difference between Nintendo guys and Xbox guys? Like, Sega guys?
I think so. I think, because from my understanding... guys who play either PlayStation or Xbox think that like Nintendo is like a basically a kid's console, which to a certain extent it is. It has like all those Mario and whatever games on there.
But I thought you liked Mario.
I like it. But sometimes you just want to shoot somebody in the face.
So Nintendo doesn't sell games that shoot people in the face?
Not as many. There's not as many of a choice of face shooting games when it comes to Nintendo.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like that game I was playing?
No.
Why? Because there's too much...
It just looked really boring.
Yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on. It could get really confusing.
Well, I'm thinking the opposite of you. I'm thinking there's nothing going on except for random zombies popping up, and then you just shoot them. It's so boring.
You shoot them, and then they get tougher, and they get faster, and they jump around, and they kick your ass constantly.
Yeah, it's dumb.
All right, well... Rochelle, can I get?
I think that's boring. Like, I think I would get bored of that game very quickly.
One,
what?
Two.
I'm just
seeing how closely you're riding this guy's ass.
I'm not. Do you see how busy the highway is, Eric? If the highway was
space
not busy,
cushion.
Eric, if the highway.
Remember that test we took?
This is a very big space cushion.
No, it's not.
Yes,
one.
Look at that curtain.
Two.
The same amount of space cushion.
One. Two. Okay, it's 1.5 seconds. That is not adequate.
It's fine.
No, it's not, according to the law.
What? That's not a law.
According to best
practice. That's not a law, Eric. That's just from the driver's training.
Yeah, from the people who know what the fuck they're talking about.
That's not a rule.
Yeah, it's a rule to keep us alive.
I'm getting away from these people because they're going too slow.
Yeah, so you're going to ride the next guy's asshole all the way to Calgary.
You know what? If you drive really fucking slow, then I might accidentally ride your ass because they're not even going the speed limit. They're going slower than the speed limit.
Okay.
Oh, okay, well, maybe not, but... They were going really slow. Don't you know you're supposed to go 10 over the speed limit?
Yeah, you're supposed to. That's the law.
Yeah, that's like... That's what cool people do.
And you're a cool person?
Of course.
Okay. Rochelle's a cool person.
I'm here with my sweet melancholia. Melancholy, melancholia, where you born?
it's a 30-minute rock ride with Eric and Rochelle.
This is about right.
Rock and roll!
All right, we're back from whatever song that I decided to enter into here into
post-production.
So we're well on our way back to Calgary. Good times on the road. The boy is currently looking at his feet and playing with his feet. So that is a good sign.
Those are some good toys.
So they're convenient, that's for sure, because you always got them, right? You always got the feet.
Always got the feet.
Yeah. Yep. He seems happy about that. We're doing good time. We're looking forward to get back to our place, sleep in our own bed.
Whoa. Poop on our own toilet. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Oh, man. No one wants to, like, there's, like, the one lane that the trucks are all in, and then there's the one lane that all the cars are in, and no one wants to go in the truck lane because you always have to weave out to switch in front of these big, huge RVs that are so slow.
Yep.
See, if I would switch into that lane, there's another RV up there. So what's the point, right? Except for the fact that this lane is getting pretty clogged.
Yeah, I would just...
Should I switch?
Yeah, switch till it gets less lame. Take it easy. Take it easy. It's the theme of the show today.
I think, like, the one car that I always really wanted was the DeLorean from Back to the Future. I just think that car is so awesome because of the doors and...
But they don't really... you can't really buy a DeLorean new. They don't exist anymore. First of all, it doesn't exist as a company.
I don't care if it's new or not. I don't care. I just want it. Can I just get it? I can still get it, right?
I'm sure if you paid enough money, you could buy a DeLorean.
So how many, like... Are there a whole bunch of DeLoreans? Did they make them?
All the DeLoreans have already been made. They're not making new DeLoreans.
You already said that part.
Okay.
My question is, how many DeLoreans are there? Are there lots of them? Do they make lots of them? Are they in North America? Are they in Europe? Like, where are they? Why are these people going so slow?
Dodge Ram.
Talking on their cell phones.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. There are five. There are five DeLoreans.
You don't know that.
There's seven. About seven.
For real?
Yep, there are seven DeLoreans.
How do you know that?
Because I saw it on the internet. There's seven entire DeLoreans.
Okay, I have another question.
Yes. I like how you just didn't even question that when I just basically lied to you. I have a question. What the fuck is this guy doing? All right.
He's like one of those prison people and he's picking garbage on the side of the road. Or maybe roadkill. Maybe he's the roadkill guy. Yeah,
this is something we were discussing.
There's got to be someone whose job it is to pick up roadkill, because if there wasn't, there would be roadkill everywhere.
Somebody's job is to, like, wear a reflective vest, put up some pylons, clear the deer or moose carcass from the road, and,
So when you hit an animal, do you phone somewhere and be like, hey, there's a dead animal that I hit on the road?
Yeah, who do you call?
I don't know.
Like the Dead Animal Patrol?
1-800 Roadkill?
Oh, man. Roadkill. I don't know.
Okay, my other question is, before the internet, because we're old, so we lived before the internet existed.
Yep.
Where, like, did you have your brain full of useless knowledge even at that time? Like, did you read books and try and learn lots of stupid shit? Or is it just the internet that made you this way?
The internet made me stupid, basically.
No, not stupid. Like... just filled up all your valuable brain space with useless knowledge.
It's so easy to
That's not stupid, right?
It's so easy though. Like, you know, if you want, if in the old days where, like, you know, where, you know, if you had an idea or something popped into your head, you would try and remember it so you could look it up in like an encyclopedia or something like that. But now, if, like, you know, if you're trying to like settle a dispute or if you're trying to figure out something, you just pull out your phone or whatever, type it into Google, and next thing you know, you're a little bit smarter than you used to be. Because you're right, I do. It's always there. You can use it on impulse.
That's really, really bad because it's so addictive. Like, you always, like, you have a question, and you just get immediate answers. So you're constantly, like, I could sit in front of my phone if I wanted to, and I could Google like a million things. But I don't, and then after doing all that, I don't even remember what I just did because you just read too much.
Okay. Dodge Ram. Moving along.
Ram! Double cab!
Boop, boop!
Lift it up. Big fat tires.
I like the convenience of the internet, because it appeals to my information junkie.
Yeah, but is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
It's probably a bad thing because it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm like, oh, what's... I'm trying to think of the last dumb thing I looked up. Can't remember what.
I was looking up how to fix the air conditioner in our car. And then I watched... It was so dumb. I don't even know why I did it. I even stayed up late past my bedtime. I was, like, hypnotized by this guy on YouTube named Eric the Car Guy.
Was he hot?
No, not really. He's, you know, got long hair and a ponytail, and I don't know. But just the way that he talked, it was so informative, and he just explained everything so well that you don't even have to be a mechanic or know anything about cars. And then he's like, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about in this video, just refer to air conditioner basics video. Like, he's got every video possible.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's very, like, he's like a very thorough mechanic. He's like, yeah, no, don't just do it this way. This is like, that's the shoddy way. You're probably just gonna wreck other shit if you do it that way. So don't even bother doing it that way. And his videos are like 20 minutes long, and I watched like three of them.
Wow, so like an hour of your time you're watching Eric the Mechanic.
Yeah.
Showing you car maintenance basics.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, I'm totally gonna try and do this. But I don't even know how to open the hood of our car, so I didn't.
Wow. That should be the first step. How do you open the hood of the car?
Like, right. I know there's this lever that you pull, but it's really tricky.
It is tough.
Yeah.
And I know the one. So.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, that's good to know.
You don't remember what you were looking at?
Well, my phone is right here. I'm sure if I could look up my search history, I'll find... Let's see what Eric's been looking for. Open the Google, and I go to, oh yeah, I'll tell you exactly the last thing I looked up. Louis C.K. song in car.
Oh yeah.
And the song was,
Who
the fuck are you?
Who are you? Who the fuck are you? Do they actually say fuck in the song? No, they say,
no,
who the hell are you?
No, they don't even say that. They just say, who are you? And he... So, prior to that, let's see what my history is here.
Hi, Bo.
Oh, little man. Let's see here. I don't have the history on here. Not on this
one.
Okay,
I have another question.
Okay.
If somebody said to you or offered you a trailer park home for free, would you take it?
Like, what do you mean? Like, I don't understand.
A trailer park home.
Yeah, of course I would.
You would take it.
It's a home.
Would you live in it?
Sure, why not?
Would you rent it out?
I'd live in it. I don't know. It'd be
really?
Fine.
In a trailer park.
Okay.
Where else are you going to live in a trailer?
I'd move it to the land.
What land?
Land I'd buy.
Really?
Yeah. Haul it there and make it happen.
Do you know that trailer park homes are so cheap?
I'm sure they are.
When you Google like MLS searches on the realtor website,
yeah,
and you do like a really low price,
it's all trailer parks.
It's all trailer parks.
I wonder if there's like a real estate agent who specializes in trailer parks, because every kind of real estate person has like their specialty.
Yeah.
And there's like some guy, like Johnny Skidmark, and he specializes in a
Skidmark. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Because that's the name of the guy who sells the trailer parks. Jimmy John James Skidmark. That's his name.
You know the first thing that comes to mind?
What?
When you talk about the trailer park is on Trailer Park Boys when that the dad is like peeing in milk jugs.
Yep.
And he lives in the garbage dump and he pees in the milk jugs. So sick.
Speaking of Trailer Park Boys, this is something I read the other day. I guess, well, the show's been off the air for a couple of years, but I guess the main actors behind the main three characters, the people who play Ricky and Julian and Bubbles, and sorry, Rochelle's just riding into their
ass. I am not. They just all of a sudden slowed down.
Okay.
Like, I'm going 100.
Okay.
It's 110 is the speed limit.
The people are going to listen to this show, and they're going to go, wow, Eric sure is a backseat driver.
You are.
I am.
I'm so unsafe. Because I don't do how you think that you do things.
Okay. Anyways, as I was saying, the main
act... The person behind me is riding my ass, too. And every other car behind this car is riding their ass because... It's busy on the highway.
Okay. Yeah. So anyways, the... Yeah, it is busy. Dodge Ram. Or no, Nissan thing.
Do we have any gum? Do you have any gum?
Might have some in your fanny bag.
I don't. I ate it all.
Nope, you do not. Anyways, before I forget about this story, the main actors behind the Trailer Park Boys have bought the rights to their show. They're going to be producing new seasons of the show online. I don't know what I think about this. I like the Trailer Park Boys, but I think there's a time in which a show can just be done. Like, I think they're just kind of beating a dead horse. I don't know how good it's going to be. You're giving me a look.
No, I totally agree with you.
The show is...
I don't like that saying, beating a dead horse.
Right, because you envision someone actually beating a dead horse.
Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, to let well enough alone. How about that? That doesn't involve any animal carcass beating.
Yeah.
Okay, leave well enough alone.
Yeah, like, it kind of seems like there's a lot of shows that are like that, where the people are like, oh, we just... Let's do one more season. Like, what was it? Lost. That was such a good show. And then... You know, it became very popular. Everyone started watching it. And they're like, okay, we're going to do another season. The last season of Lost was so dumb and so boring. And, like, you could tell that... I could tell that they were just trying to, like, keep it going. Just for the sake of keeping it going.
Okay. Well...
I didn't like it.
All right.
Same with the show Weeds. Weeds is like that, too. It's like, okay...
It's
done. Like, we get it.
Apparently...
Come up with a new show.
Apparently, like, Dexter is on season 8.
Yeah, like, how far...
We get it. He kills people. All right, let's make 8 seasons of that.
Like, that's the reason why I like the BBC television programs that are on Netflix, because, you know, they're 2 seasons and then they're done, because that is all that there needs to be.
And they're 2 really good seasons.
You know, if you keep on making it, like, making more and making more... you're almost ruining the reputation of the show by making it worse.
Well, like the American version of The Office. Okay, how many seasons was that? Like 8 or 9?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. And
yeah.
Like, okay, we get it.
But even like you explained to me that the BBC doesn't have the same sort of setup where the season consists of, you know, X amount of months and X amounts of shows.
They're called series, first of all. They're not seasons. So, like, seasons, like, they don't necessarily...
The BBC is called series, not seasons.
Yeah, because, yeah. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to come out every year. Like, you know, it's like, you know, for instance, the IT crowd, the IT crowd, like, they had 4 series, but they weren't, like, year after year consecutively. Like, they just put out whenever they put a season out, right? Yeah. Or a series out.
Yeah, and that makes more sense to me, because then you're actually... It's more important to have, like, quality programming versus...
a lot quantity. Of shit.
The U.S. is all about quantity. It's just more.
Yep.
With a lot of stuff, actually.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're pulling into...
Airdrie,
which means we're pretty close to home.
Yes, we are. I say we end the show now and put on some good tunes, because I would like to listen to some good tunes.
All right, that sounds good. So, seeing as we're going to wrap this up, I'll say one quick announcement before we get out. Go to tiptaptip.com. That's where you get all the stuff, connections to Facebook and Twitters and how you do the shows and stuff. All right, thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.